Holding in the Achana Yom HaKodesh Yom HaPurim, and in the Avodah of Purim, the more Achana that you do, you have more atzlocha in the avodah sayoyim. The more achona that you do, you have more atzlocha in the avodah sayoyim. The avodah sayoyim alein, also al pi chazal and also al pi the metzias, sayoyim, there's not enough time to be misboinen. Sforim steht that one of the reasons of the inyan of Adi Layoda is Behemes, every person has hard moments in his life. He has a starke emune, and he tries to fight. He has the hard moments, he has the starke emune, and he struggles. He goes down, pushes himself. He has it hard. Pushes himself. This is the avodah of the mensch. He fights. He's matzliach. He falls. He fights again. He's matzliach again. After the avodah of Purim, the sea of the avodah of Purim, the sea of the emunah that a person has to come to Purim, that he has such a starke emunah in Boir HaOlam, he doesn't have to have his das to keep him above the water. He doesn't have to have the das. He's living in Munel Bayra'ilam. It's a metzias of his. He doesn't need the das. He could be sameach without a das. So I want maybe, there's a lot of halakim, we'll try maybe just to go one by one to manage to pack inside all of the inyanim from the Seder Hayom. Shabazaman Oyerbach would say alemol that in Purim, the mitzvah Sayoyim is to be happy. So the Ali Yontef, he said it in his Chas Nasher Baruch Hashem Vikuach exactly, but it was in Purim. He explained why there's no aloha, you're not allowed to get married in Yontef. Ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. So why in Purim, you're allowed to get married? So if I'm going to mefolsh him, it's like, ma'avim simcha b'simcha, why are you not to get married in Purim? And Shul Zalman said, the answer is, because in every yontef, the aloch is megiru v'nismecha boch, boch v'loi b'ishtecha. So b'mele, ain't ma'avim simcha b'simcha. Now Shana Rambam, shalo yitov yisomchas anesuim, utevat al simchas haregel. And Purim, you have to be happy, it doesn't make any sense with what. Some people like to get dressed up. Some people like to make noises. I mean, he's happy. So he's happy with his wife. Say him good. Man, there's no in my arm, simcha b'simcha. Because the simcha of Purim is be'etzem, the chefetz of simcha, Rav Hutner explains. When he's mas with the marshal, says, there's two people, there's one person, had something bad happen to him. Baruch Hashem, it went over. So he makes a party. So another person that had a moral shchoyra, they call it today depressed. So and then he got out of it. So he's also making a party. So he said the first person that had a tzol and he's making a party. So it's not a party. Better party, better party. The guy that got depressed, the fact that he could make a party, that's not even the party. Because he's not depressed. Thus alone is the simcha. So Rav Udner and Purim, the pshat is the simcha that Klal Yisrael have, the emunah el b'ra'ilam, what the goyim wanted to take away, la'ashmi la'argis ha'yehudim, and the fact that we're around and we could be samech, those alone is the simcha. Dainu, Mitzrayim, we're avodim. So the simcha has to be, alayinu b'necholim, chayav adam la'argis ha'atzmi, k'li yotzim b'Mitzrayim, has to sit there and feel b'necholim. If he doesn't feel b'necholim, felt in the argosh yitzias Mitzrayim, Chanukah. If he doesn't feel that he's not a Yevonim, it's felt in the Chanukah. Purim Be'etzom was Le'ashmi La'orik V'la'abed Eskol HaYehudim. We didn't have to be here. The fact that we could sit and dance, not Salenu. We showed that we're around. We showed that we exist. They didn't want us to exist. All of this is Be'etzom, the Metzias, the Dina Ayoyim, the Simcha of Purim. What makes Purim a Yom Kodesh? What makes Purim a special day? So Chazal tells us a couple things, and I think we have to go over Keseder Advarim. The first thing is Mevur in Chazal that the Milchomev Amalek is packed into Purim. The Ainu not that Punk Haman was Amaleki, Haman Agagi, Eniku from Agag. The Gemara says in Megillah, why you do Parsha Zohar Shabbos before Mikro Megillah? Lagdim Schiro Leasiyo. The Moshul. Second day, Shushan Purim. What was the Ike part of Shushan Purim? And they, when they want to go home already. First day was a Shaila. You know, Achashverosh could not take back the books. Because Namaise called Michtam Ashanitam Achatam Amelech, Nechtam Echtavas Amelech, Nechtam Echtavas Amelech, Ein Lo Hashiv. So he just written that the Yidden could kill the guy. So Namaise was a Shaila who will win? Mamish and Nesna, we won then. But the second day, the Goyim were finished. So it was nidal la'yudim v'asham b'shushan abiro li'ikol v'lamad al nafsho. Then Miguel said, you know, they took 10 kids of Haman, they hanged them up on the tree. It's the ganze zach. All busy with it, yeah? Where exactly? But he's also standing like this, like that. Even Shira Genshtein. Yeah? But what is the answer? Because be'etzem, they killed the second day's Amaleki. The milchama be'etzem is a milchama el Amalek, and was a nitzachon of Klal Yisrael on Amalek. And be'etzem we go out of Mitzrayim, and Amalek is the one that's starting up with Klal Yisrael. And you're right when you read the Torah b'shitchias, there was a guy, was a fly, was disturbing, yeah. And there was Amalek. Hashem says, "Hatzachayim, ein akise shalem. I will never feel those words. I will never be, will not be considered." Hashem echad v'shmo echad, ki yod milchom ala Hashem v'amolek midor dor. Ein akis ki yod al keisko, ein akis sholem till Amalek is destroyed. A couple of people stand up with them, we have to get rid of them, yes. Moshe la'an bat yesh etzinu na'an bat yesh noch alts. So, we don't understand exactly, but state that the milchom of Amalek is be'etzem a deep milchom. It's not only a couple of people start up with Klal Yisrael when they went out of Mitzrayim, and we, you know, we want to kill them. And this is a promise of the Nekoma, L'Yisachayah kol Neshama, Ana Yoyim Hazeh, you have to Meshubet to kill every Amaleki. And if you don't kill Amaleki, you're either Be'isu. Amalek was missing, was the symbol of the Milchama of Klal Yisrael. Chazal say, Amalek came with Klal Yisrael, Rofu Yedeyim Batoira. What is the pshat? It's mevur in the Sforim that Rofu Yodeim B'Teiro Be'etzem is Amalek. Like we know, the Yidden, the Ma'aminim, Ma'amitim, not the Ma'aminim, She'enim, Ma'amitim, that when Hashem created the world, the Nochash HaKadmoni was considered Yitzir Horeh from outside. And today we don't have the snake that talks to us, but we have inside ourselves little snakes that convince us, disturbs us to learn. But it's the same Yetzer Hara. So people think I also have it outside on the phone, but not a cloud. Yeah, most people, the Yetzer Hara is inside. Or the Marishan had an outside. Amalek is the same thing. It's the outside of Amalek and it's the inside of Amalek. Krirus and Avodas Hashem is Amalek. Rofu Yedeyim Beteire is worse from not learning. Chas v'sholem. But it's worse from not learning. I will explain. Avada, someone doesn't learn, is the worst. Yeah? Can't be worse than that. And someone is learning Shvach. But when someone doesn't learn, sometimes the pshat, you know, he needs money. He thinks he needs money. He needs a trip. He thinks he needs a trip. He's hungry. He thinks he needs to go out to eat. What's going on? The nochosh is sitting inside making him hungry. Seder. When someone learns Shvach, shows up late to Seder, goes out every 10 minutes, doesn't learn night Seder, doesn't learn Friday, it means he has a krichus. The guy learns very fast. He went out to work. I'm not saying. The guy learns is better from him. But the pshat, that is not a molek. Rofu yodeyem midivritayim. Not they didn't learn. It was shvach. They were schmoozing in the middle, talking in the middle. It was rofu yodeyem. When they had the rofu yodeyem, a molek came. That was the milchom of a molek. A molek came. Asher kol chob aderech, Chazal say, he made a krius. You're right. He made a krius of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael ben Adam Mitzrayim was the emuna and boira oilom. Everything is the ribayna shel oilom. Amolek was machlish. He made a krius. And the Amolek is the milchomer, when Mashiach will come, then that krius will leave Klal Yisrael. And this is the milchom el ha-molek midoir doir. And Chazal tell us that the milchom with Haman is the milchom with ha-molek. And the nitzochin on Haman is the nitzochin on ha-molek. And this was Hodar Kiblu b'mei ha-shveirosh. When Klal Yisrael win Haman, they're mischazek in Kabbalah Sateira. There's no way to win Haman and not to be mischazek in Kabbalah Sateira. A person that thinks that he will have a starke purim, and we'll see in a second what means a starke purim and a munah and all the other things, but it doesn't bring a motzi purim to come in time to seder. He never had a starke purim. He had a starke party. He had a starke party. Very nice for him. So we're not getting close. If he doesn't feel motzi purim and wants to learn for 2 hours, so he didn't get purim. This is the Metzius. The Mefarshim explain, Simba Oznei Yeshua. When Shaul went to fight with Amalek and he didn't kill all the Schorim, Shmuel told him, Aloi Shmoya Mizevach Toiv. Amalek, Ma Shmuel Shoma Vabo, Shomu Ami Mirgozu. Amalek, it was not a Shemeya. Amalek is not a Shemeya. Simba Oznei Yeshua. Ki milchom ala Hashem ba'amolek midol do. A shmi is a metzias, a person takes it to himself. He has a pnimius. This is be'etzem the milchom for Amalek. So the day of Purim is a day to use the Purim as a party, as a simcha, like we said, the mitzvah is to be happy. That happiness will bring us to Emunah and Boira Olam, that the Emunah and Boira Olam will bring us to do what we have to do. So we'll go to the second Shlav. The second Shlav is, what is the Emunah and Purim? V'na'afeichu asher ishletu ha-Yehudim heima b'sineyem. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael. Haman was a very starke zach. Every day, Haman, you know, became bigger and bigger and bigger, powerful. Klal Yisrael daven Hashem, just you know, if you could like stop it, you know, it's we understand it. Don't give him so much, and he was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And Klal Yisrael were plotting. And the day that Haman was killed and Mordechai took over Haman's house, so Mordechai went into the shoes of Haman. He went in. Now if Haman would be bigger, Mordechai would be bigger. If Hashem would listen to make Haman smaller, Mordechai was smaller. So the more Haman managed to grow a second before Hashem took over, was for our benefit. Vayitem Amelech HaChashverosh Yosef is Mordechai al-Beis Haman. Chaval Haman didn't build another floor. Mordechai didn't have time to renovate his house, yeah? Haman prepared it. Esther was the Kmalka. Esther was the Malka. So what a person has to learn is no bad in the world. Hashem takes care of Klal Yisrael. You think Klal Yisrael are in the lower Madrega. Sometimes a person thinks, if Hashem will want to help me, I understand what He could do. He will give me money, and He will give me a shidduch, and eventually, and eventually, and eventually, yeah, Hashem could have a plan for me. The Megillah tells us, the plan is behind the door. Makdim refu lemakom. If Hashem wants, Klal Yisrael were in the lowest madrege. Lehashmi la'ar, you know, we know what is the goyim. Shaltzach tzu, you tell the goyim, it's a mitzvah to kill the yid. Yeah? Don't go to every street, yeah? Stand with five shkos and tell them it's a mitzvah to kill the yid. Yeah? When the alam adam is about, in a minute, no one will be left. And in a minute, Hashem could turn everything. In a minute. In a minute. What is the pshat? The Yeshua is there the whole time. A person has to have the emune. Chavis Alvove says, שלא יעולנו ולא יזיקנו איך עוד מהנבלו רואים זו לא סייה בו יראי סבורה לא יאחר עוד מה שאומר להקדים ולא יקדים מה שגוזר לאחר הקדוש ברוך הוא showed כלל ישראל that even when they did a chet and they deserve the punishment if they do תשובה in a minute it's ready the Yeshua is there. And not only that, how it looked to Klal Yisrael, the Queen Esther is inviting Haman. And inviting Haman again. It's just getting worse and worse. The Queen likes Haman already. Can't be worse. And in a second, the Yeshua happens. In a second. When a person believes, now, the Yesod of the Simcha of Purim is to have that reine emuna in Boira Olam. I want to leave it in a second and go one more step and then to tie it together. Chavetz of Mitzvah Purim is Mishlach Monas Ish L'Reyu Matonas Lev Yoni. So Mevur Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shmuz speaks out Purim Kippurim, the Ari HaKadosh says that Mi Nitla B'Mi, Kotten B'Godl, so Yom HaKippurim is like Purim. What is the pshat? So he says, Purim is Yom Kippurim is Pnei Mishal Ochiv. We say in Tefillah Zaka Yom Shove Shem Bekino VeTachrus. Purim is Mishleach Monas Ish L'Rei Matonis Lev Yoni. The mitzvah of Purim is to be friendly to everyone, to be happy with everyone. This is the mitzvah. A lot of people mamash forget it. I feel sometimes so bad. They're so busy how to be happy in Purim, yeah? Costumes, colors, Mishlach Manas, where they will drink, where they will go, where they will come. Where the rumet will go? I don't know. What my rumet will do? I don't know. What will happen with him? I don't know. They're missing the point of Purim. The Purim is Mishleach Monas Ish L'Reyu Matonas Lev Yoni to make Achdus in Klal Yisrael. You try to make someone happy in Kippurim. You try to find a guy that doesn't have a place for a Suda and to take him with you. You try to find a guy that doesn't have no one to dance with and schlep him with you for going around. Or no. I need to be happy in Kippurim, if not I'll be depressed the whole year. Yeah, so he's so busy, you know. Is there any belachats? What will be if Chas v'Shalom will be depressed and poor? Yeah, he's so worried. And then Purim comes, he like looks the whole time, it's leaving in 24 hours. Yeah, it's a story, you can make it 48 hours, but yeah, he's Mamish. Some people like, Silek Shreklach. You know, when you don't want the time to pass, it passes right away. Yeah? He's missing the point that I want to explain to you. The reason it's hard to give to the other person, because we are very selfish. We want for ourselves. We want to get somewhere in life. We want to be the richest, the successful person. We're scared to give to the other person. The person feels if he gives to the other person, he will miss out. But when a person has emuna and b'ira olam, that Hashem is running the whole world, and He gave me a mitzvah to misamech someone else, this is my mitzvah. He's not scared to misamech the other person. He's not scared to lose out. He believes it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows it's in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't have no pachad bichlal. No pachad bichlal. And he gives, and he gives, and he gives. And this is Be'etzem the Avodah Sayyim. The Avodah Sayyim of Puri. So what happens? Chavis Al-Vopis says that when a person believes in Hashem, he could sit and learn. When he doesn't believe in Hashem, he can't sit and learn. Say in Mir, I forgot the name, was Mchoshet Amit Chochem, when the Mir was in Shanghai, in China. So he was busy with the money, the yeshiva, to run the yeshiva. The 5-6 years the yeshiva was away. So it was 8 hours a day that he was busy with the money, the rest he learned. So when someone told him, they were speaking about that, I heard that you were told 8 hours by day with the money and the rest you learned. He said, no, I was asuk 8 hours. I was not told. Someone is told the whole day he can learn. Everyone wants to learn. What happens? He feels he's missing out. He's missing out. Friends, vacation, good time. He's missing out. But when he will not feel that he's missing out, he will sit and learn. The Purim brings the emunah and b'ira olam. Hashem loves us. Tifer. He created the world because He loves us, because He wants our good. So what do you think? He created us for what? For eating chocolate and Purim? For what He created us? He wants that it be good for us. But what? That we could serve Hashem and we'll get a Gan Eden. Because Hashem is so good. So when you believe that Hashem is so good, you want to do what Hashem wants to do. What He wants you to do. It's not musik to come to the Akora that Hashem is running the world and everything is from Him. And not to say, sir, I want to learn the whole time. If I can't learn this, I'll learn that. But I want to learn. Why He made me to live tonight? Because He wants me to do Rotzon Hashem. So I have to find something to do Rotzon Hashem. Now, the Metzius is that, I've spoken about a couple times, that a person can only be happy when he's full. When a person is empty, he's not happy. It's Metzius. Everyone knows that. When a person feels that he's doing the right thing, he's very happy. When he feels he's doing nothing, he feels terrible. If you will save someone, you feel full, satisfied. You feel very satisfied. When you're not full, you feel very yichid. A nefesh a Yehudis, if it doesn't have Torah inside, it's not happy. It's a metzius. This year, say Alamo, the Purim is in a very good day. Shalom, it's Monday. A person has Tainis Esther, Yom Chamishi, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, days that are easier days, we'll call it. That you could learn more Liber Chofetz. Sidra Yeshiva Eleichter. If a person takes himself, I'm speaking of Lemaisetik, before Purim, the 3 days before Purim, he's lektzach in learning. his lektzach in learning. I mean, we were Bochum and Panovich. The week before Purim, people learned 24 hours. And then we would go to Reb Gershon, and we would go to Reb Gershon's house. And you know, and the chokhmah was you drink till you were shikar kaloit, and to see if you were speaking learning when you shikar kaloit. Zapacha, no, you had to drink till you became a shikar, yeah? Completely. So people push the 7 days before, you only taught in learning that like Mark, you stuffed yourself in that when you spit, it will spit tire. Yeah? You never know what you did, Lamaisa, because they don't tell you what happened. I remember they gave me the drink, I don't know what happened, yeah? No one tells you after this, no one says what happened. It's not in front of the Shishivas. But the emes, when a person is full with Torah, he's happy. Everyone knows that Ben Azmanin, if you don't learn nothing, you can have a very nice trip. And you enjoy it. But if Lamaisa, that morning, you learned 2 hours before, the whole trip you enjoyed the film. Every bachur is baruch menusa natmish. Yeah, the same good trip. I'm not saying a shorter trip. Even a shorter trip you enjoy more, but a faster trip. But everyone is leaving 5 o'clock. You woke up 3 o'clock in the morning. You learn for 2 hours. Yeah, you feel so good after it. It's not dinyanis. The nefesh ayahudis is happy when it's full with ruchnius. This is the mitzvahs. A person wants to have a Purim that will give him a gishmak that he will enjoy. Instead of saying, already I have the costume, already I have this, already I have that, I have the drink, I have that. Not saying, maybe you're allowed to have these things also. Shmuel Zalman says, simchas and everything. Make a plan. How you fill yourself up. And I'm telling you, I see it b'chush. The guy, I'm not saying that the guys that don't learn and labad the kubbe, they sound louder. You see on their face, they're not happy in Purim. They can make noises. They could know to jump. They're not happy. The guys that I learn, they're so happy. They're so tzufrid. I wanted to tell you, for sure that someone that learns the whole year has a different Purim. But this is sometimes too late. But you take the couple days before Purim, and you make a mesirus nefesh to Torah. The mesirus is, when you make that mesirus nefesh to Torah, the derech klal, you'll have the siyata dishmaya, you'll have the siyata dishmaya she'en kedugmosa, to have a different Purim. And if a person prepares himself like that, and then, during the whole Purim, he's happy. He's dancing. But he's thinking about one nekuda. Hashem loves Klal Yisrael. He showed us that even when we over Aveira, He prepares the Atzoleh. So what I'm worried about, I just have to behave and He will take care of me. I just have to decide that no one could do bad to me. No one could do bad to me. No one. No one could do bad to me. No one could do good to me. Only is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Hashem loves us. And we were choosing to be the Am HaNivchar. And I'm taking him taki for that soul. But you come to that akore. And b'meile, I want to explain the deep. The reason you could drink wine, when a person has to understand, it's so bad, stomach's going to be good eventually, so he needs his das. Because without his das, but when he knows Hashem is taking care of me, and if I'm doing the right thing, this is good for me. Why? I don't understand. Could be Hashem wants to be ma'al b'mayischal. Could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different plan for me. He doesn't have to have a das. And every yontef, the avodah is the das. And we explained, spoke about last time. Ajloyoda ben Ohama leBaruch Mordechai. We said, I don't know who deserves more schal, Mordechai or Haman. So they have a big Rosh Hashiva that has a yeshiva. Lama Zal, yeshiva smir, lama Zal. It's a big yeshiva, quite a big yeshiva, over 7,000 talmidim. And the yeshiva decides he wants the Olam to learn good. He gives them a good dining room. He gives money. He makes all different incentives to the guys. And the Olam are knacking mamish. This is what Shishiva gets when he comes to Gan Eden. What would be if it's 7,000 people and they're not learning? The guy takes a gun and says, if you don't learn, I will kill you. The man said, the Olam learned fast, much better from the first place. Yeah? Stop the same guy gets more schar, right? Comes with a stick. So if you don't learn, I'll hit you. The Olam learned. Stop the get a schar, right? A guy donates money to yeshiva. He likes to have a big plaque. So he now donates for the next 50 years, he's supporting the mirror, and he wants to be a big golden sign with lights, and he donates the money. The man said, b'schus him for 50 years, everyone is learning. We'll get a schar? For sure. No shaila about it. So, Klal Yisrael were very far from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Haman said, I'm coming to kill you. So everyone did shiva. Mordechai was trying to yell at them before. They didn't listen to him. But to Haman they listened. So who gets more schar, Mordechai or Haman? Pashas more Haman. Haman gets much more schar. When he was not Mechalel Shem Shemayim, the rich person also, he just wanted to sign with the lights. Amar Lemaisi made people to learn. Why only in Purim we say, Adel Oyoda Ben Oru Homo Lebaruch Mordechai? Because in Purim we're learning, everything is the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants us to do tshuva, this is what the Chazal say. He sends Mordechai. We don't do tshuva, he sends Haman. We don't do tshuva, he sends a dog. Everyone is shluchim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every shliach has to get schar. So avada, Haman has a bad kavana, Hashem will punish him. But when a person is in Purim, high in the emuna of Boira Olam, that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, in that moment the question on Haman becomes a question. Kol zman, you feel Haman started up with me, you don't have a tzad that Haman gets his chal. But when you don't feel, I heard once the marshal, you walk in the street and you fall on the floor. So you know, if you're 2 years old, you hit the floor, right? If you're 5 years old, maybe. If you're 10 years old, maybe. If you're 20 years old, if you hit the floor, they put you in the home, right? Why when your friend does something to you, you get very upset with him? Why do you get very upset with him? Hashem sent him to do it to you. To hit the floor? Why to hit the floor? What is the difference if Hashem decided you'll slip on the floor or you'll slip on your friend? No difference. I ever is masking that if Chas v'Shalom, the floor will the ceiling will open and someone will fall down on us, we'll not hit the guy that fell on us, right? So Hashem made the guy to start up with you. You think Haman could start up with the hidden if Hashem didn't say? We believe, the Megillah goes, we ate in a hotel, so Hashem sent Haman, Chashverosh, and Hashem sent Haman, right? So Haman came on his own? Haman didn't come on his own. So why are we upset with him? The more you live by Ha'olam, you're really not upset. You're really not upset. You're upset. You're not upset. What? Hitler decided to kill the Yidden, so he managed to kill the Yidden? Hashem decided that Hitler will start to do it, so it happened. But you're upset. When you go to Auschwitz, you hit the burners. You go to the burners, you start to hurt them. But the guy that pressed the button, who you hit exactly? Hitler? Now the guy that pressed, no, he only listened to what they told him. They told him he couldn't be innovate. The guy that, he also someone else told him, Hashem told him. It's Pashtasi. You're not angry at a dog, you're angry at your friend, because you think it's your friend. When Purim you believe everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, even if you have to say Oru Haman, you don't feel that there's an inyan to say Oru Haman. Say that, I understand you will get punished. Say that. I say Alamol, it's a famous club. Someone comes over to you, this bocher is a terrible bocher. Why? Because, you know, the rumor there. He said, what bothers you, Hashem? No, but he's wrong to do that. I said, he's wrong to not get up for shachris. He's wrong for not coming to Seder. The point that he's starting up with you, this is the worst thing that he's wrong for. This is the smallest thing. This is not so bad. Maybe he's right. But the Talmud says, you're not upset with him because he's wrong. You're upset with him because he started up with you. So Haman Bichlal doesn't disturb me. I know it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. So I'm asking you, if you see Haman now, you go over to do something, it's a mitzvah. Chutz the mitzvah of Amalek. You will start up with Haman now? If you see, you hear this cat kill someone, you'll chase the cat? Why to chase someone? If Hashem wants, he'll be killed. I have to save him. This is the reason. It's not stam chayev inishli besume adelo yoda ben oru homon leboruch Mordechai. The mevusim that a person has to be is taken to live that emuna in Purim. And if you manage to live that emuna in Purim, then you got to the real emuna in Purim. You're happy. No one is disturbing you. You're not upset. So if you do the ruchnisdike part, and at the same time, ben adam lachaveiroi, you mark me to help the friends. And you learn. And you come to this. And I'm saying, to take a couple of days before Purim to be lektzach and learning. And when the neshama is wet with Torah, then it's easy to become happy. Then, Be'ez Hashem, you'll become happy.